This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If I'm Donald Trump and I saw Joe Biden last night giving the speech that he gave, sounding presidential.
The Department of Defense should be planning now, should have been planning.
Looking like a leader.
A week from now, a month from now, we can need an instant 500-bed hospital to isolate and treat patients in any city in this country.
I'm scared, too.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There are definitely moments where you listen to Joe Biden and you just wonder. But I don't know. Look.
Senator, are you saying he's just too old to be president?
No, I'm definitely not saying that, because I've listened to Joe Biden over the years and often felt like there were times that he is going on or meandering.
You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
To buy in. If she's qualified for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
We're here today to announce that the 2020 Boston Marathon will be postponed until Monday, September 14th of this year.
Today, Junior?
We just issued guidance that will prohibit gatherings of over 250 people in the Commonwealth, effective immediately.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The coronavirus has been testified.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
But we also have to face the truth, and that is that the number of casualties may actually be even higher than what the armed forces experienced in World War II.
It's really not accurate.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Every time I hear that, it really is ridiculous what Bernie Sanders has been saying. 844-500-4242. Jay from Chelsea says stores are afraid to enforce shoplifting laws. How are they going to do with a two roll of toilet paper maximum? Lots of luck. Yeah, I don't, you know, it's so ridiculous that this is going on, this panic. I hope that the press conference had some impact on stemming the hysteria around this issue. I'm sure MSNBC and CNN are back to slamming him and you know, saying that it's too little, too late. But we'll get into this whole thing about the difference between the swine flu coverage and this coverage. Even though swine flu seems to, at this point, be a much greater problem than this one is. And then there was a very interesting story in the New York Times too about how the CDC, the federal bureaucracy, had slowed down the response to this. And you know, there was a group in Seattle that wanted to come up with a new test, and the CDC was doing the usual thing that it's the way federal bureaucracy always handles things, whether it's the CDC or the Food and Drug Administration. You know, you just can't rely on them to get the job done speedily. Anyway, now it's time for the Chump Line.
Yeah, I've been told I can work from home for my job, but I'm thinking of going in so I can take home some free toilet paper.
It may be the only place you can get it now. You got to know how to open up the container. You know, some of them have those little locks on them. Not serious locks, but you know, it's hard to pick them if you don't know how to pick a lock.
Hey Howie, when Chuck Schumer said he was going to release the whirlwind, was COVID-19 what he was talking about?
They can hit you six ways from Sunday, he said. Yeah, that's another thing he told Trump. He said, if you go after the intelligence agencies, they'll hit you six ways from Sunday. That actually was pretty good advice to his former campaign contributor, Donald J. Trump. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
You're a man. I have only one thing to say to the stock market. Everyone, stop impersonating my car.
It was brought up today. The press conference helped matters out. It seemed to. The stock market went up significantly in the last minutes of the week before it closed at 4 o'clock, as they were speaking at the time. And it was basically the president who was speaking while the stock markets were still open.
Hey, Howie, I've made the decision. In an overabundance of caution, I'm not going to submit my state tax returns this year. It's just the right thing to do.
It's great to be down here in Florida. Some year soon, I'm going to be down here in Florida and become an official resident of the Sunshine State of Florida. And then I won't have to worry about filing a state income tax return, because they don't have a state income tax down here.
Hey, Howie. Just got out of the grocery store. It's like a Bernie Sanders dream. Long lines and nothing on the shelves. Memories of Leningrad, circa 1987.
Yeah, you know, I usually go over to the supermarket, the Publix across the street from where I live, right when it opens. It opens at 6:30, which is earlier than most Publix supermarkets here in Florida. And usually there's nobody there. It's just people buying lottery tickets or a newspaper or something like that. Just a couple of quick items. Today at 6:30, there were people with carts, and they were stacked. As if it was, you know, it was like hurricane season down here, or blizzard season up where I was born. You know, it was ridiculous. And it's just all media hype. That's what's causing this. It's ridiculous.
Howie, give Andrew Gillum a break. He was just looking for Hunter Biden.
Yeah, where was Hunter Biden last night? Was he in Miami Beach after the wedding with the three guys in the hotel room and the crystal meth? After the earlier scandal with the Broadway tickets when he was running for governor and there were three guys up in New York? What does Mrs. Andrew Gillum think of all these trips he takes with guys and now with crystal meth?
Lovey, did you see that pitiful UNC basketball match? Was the whole team suffering from coronavirus, or are they just terrible on basketball?
Well, it's just as well they called off the season after that game. That could have been the last game. That was certainly was the last game in, I think, the Eastern Daylight Time Zone Wednesday night. They lost to Syracuse by a whopping 28 points. The season's over. Now it's over for everybody. Ha ha.
I just heard the average age of the people that have died of coronavirus is 80. I guess that means whoever picked Howie in the death pool is looking pretty good.
I knew that was where that was headed. I didn't come here to be made sport of.
The Democrats and the media will be happy to know that the Dow went up 1,500 points in less than an hour. Pretty good, huh?
No, they won't be happy to hear that. They'd be very sad to hear that. They tried to shame. I guess they succeeded in getting the president to take the actual test for coronavirus, but I don't think he has it anyway. Someone's 207 says, I just had oil delivered, and it's almost 30 cents per gallon from a week or two ago. Thank you, coronavirus. Yeah, the gas prices are down. I mean, that's more the... that it's well, you know, it's... it's part of the same emergency, I guess, but it's Saudi Arabia and Russia are in a war over oil prices, so they're trying to undercut one another. I think that's more to do with it than coronavirus, but coronavirus is willing to take a bow if you want to give them one.
This just in. Due to the coronavirus, Joe Biden advises Americans to stop hugging each other, but it's okay to sniff their hair.
Yeah. Joe Biden says the only thing we have to fear is, well, he'll think of it later on and get back to us.
Howie, I just got out of Market Basket. You got to get Biff Buffington to give us a zombie apocalypse report. I'm pretty sure half the population's had their brains chewed out of their skulls.
That's. I think we may spend the 6 o'clock hour just having combat stories from the local supermarkets, because it's bad everywhere as far as I can tell.
Hey, Howie, thank God Andrew Gillum can now be known as Florida Man.
Again, you know who tweeted about this is one of the congressmen that's in self-quarantining himself, Matt Gaetz. He tweeted out about it, and Gillum was so mad that he tweeted back and says, there's only one criminal in this Twitter, in this tweet exchange. And then he posted a picture of Matt Gaetz's drunk driving arrest mugshot. And Gaetz had had another nasty reply to that. I think Andrew Gillum would have been wise to turn the other cheek, shall we say, this morning.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. 844-500-4242. Uber Jason says, I love that the price of gas is down. Now if only people would come out. We had a limo guy say he can't. All of his corporate clients, all of his regular private customers, they're all not going anywhere. They're not going to the airport. They're not going to conferences. They're not going anywhere. This is not good for people in that industry, for sure. 844-500-4242. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. Dial 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
Hey, Howie. Just got out of the grocery store. It's like a Bernie Sanders dream. Long lines and nothing on the shelves. Memories of Leningrad. Circa 1987.
And 1977, 67, 57, go, keep going back. I don't think there were ever a lot of perishable goods or any kind of items, for that matter, in supermarkets in the old Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
With Simply Safe Home Security's award-winning protection, you'll have a team of security experts ready to dispatch police at a moment's notice. Get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee at simplysafehowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you able to work from home?
No, I'm not.
Technically, you are. I mean, we have you remote broadcasting from Florida right now. You could do that from your house.
Rush tried to do that, you know, in Palm Beach before he got in office, and he was reported, and they said that it violated zoning regulations. I have a feeling the same thing would apply to me.
That's interesting. 42% say yes, they are able to work from home. That's a pretty big number.
Yeah, I'm not
considering 30 years ago, almost nobody could work from home.
Well, I mean, the internet does make it a lot easier. Like the Herald. I mean, I could if I was just working at the Herald, I'd never go in. I never do go in to the Herald. You know, I don't need to. But I need some equipment here, and the equipment would have to be set up in the apartment, and technically, I guess it would violate zoning regulations. You know, it would in most places, I think. All right, 844-500-4242. There's a 781 filled up the car with gas at Costco Danvers for $1.95, but they were out of water and toilet paper and not much pet food on the shelves. We'll talk more about this as we go by, as we go along here tonight. Let's take a few calls here before we do Police Blotter Facts Friday. Let's see, Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, I can't believe I just went to go to the grocery store. This is Waterbury, Vermont. There are two cases up here in Waterbury, Vermont, or in Vermont, period. And I couldn't find a spot in the parking lot. And so, no big deal. You know what? As a guy who's not going to go into a crazy pandemonium grocery store, we're going to have breakfast for dinner tonight. You know, I mean, you don't need a lot. I mean, eggs, some toast, whatever. But I mean, come on. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Vermont, two cases, and I can't get a spot in the parking lot.
I don't get it. I don't know why there's a panic anywhere, whether it's Vermont or L.A. or New York City. What is the problem here? I mean, how many people die of flu every day? More people have been killed by flu in the last month or two than have been killed by coronavirus. More people have been. It's more dangerous to be in Andrew Gillum's hotel room in Miami Beach than it is to be just about anywhere other than that nursing home in Washington State than just about anywhere else in the country. Thanks for the call, Chris. Let's see here. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi. I'm very disappointed with the Trump administration and how they dealt with this from the get-go. They've dropped the ball. I don't believe, I'd love to hear what they're going to do when, it's probably there, but when it infects the food supply chain.
Kathy, do you usually listen to CNN or MSNBC?
I neither, because what I do is I read. I read WHO, I read CDC, and then
The CDC was dragging its feet in getting these tests put together. Did you watch the press conference? They had to cut the red tape to get these tests going. They were just insisting on the usual, test after test after test. And if you don't have it tested by the right people, they're not going to let you do it. And it was just it was causing a real problem here. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, this afternoon I am grinning from ear to ear. What a great photo. American corporation giants working together with the president for the good of the country. Remember, what our parents accomplished in the Great Depression and World War II, this is the America that we grew up in, Howie. And I'm so glad to see it come back under the leadership of President Trump.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wish I had time to read this story from Reason Magazine, which they got out of the New York Times, basically. We'll get to it at 6 o'clock. How government red tape stymied testing and made the coronavirus epidemic worse. And it's hard to fire government employees, in case you haven't noticed. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
1-844-500-4242. I just tweeted out a more detailed story on Andrew Gillum. He says he's going to be spending more time with his family in the next few weeks, and he'd like some privacy. He didn't say anything more about his friends. When the guy who rented the room came in late last night, apparently the guy Dyson, who was in the room with Gillum, he was throwing up on the bed, and then the guy looked over into the bathroom, and Gillum, the former mayor of Tallahassee who almost became governor, he was throwing up in the bathroom. And there was all this meth around in the hotel room. They were at a wedding. All these guys were at a wedding. Although Dyson, the guy who was in the room throwing up on the bed, when he was asked about it later by a reporter, he said, "I don't know anything about no wedding." He was arrested last August for resisting arrest in Miami Beach after the cops pulled him aside for weaving in and out of traffic. He's a good citizen. Okay. Now it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Before I explain the rules of Police Blotter Facts Friday, we have a sound cut in just in from Andrew Gillum's mother up in Tallahassee.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Now, Police Blotter Facts Friday, you know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny items or stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper. Could be the police column that they write, the police log, the police blotter, some papers call it variously. Or it could be a standalone story. You should send your stories in, email them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. Or you can fax them to us. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. At this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest entries of the week, in our opinion, and the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week?
They're going to get a copy of your book, What Really Happened.
All right. Okay.
Are you ready for the runners-up, good sir?
I'm ready for the runners-up.
Police in Oregon say a man robbed a donut shop with a hatchet. He was found eating a donut.
How far away did he abscond with the donuts?
That's a very good question. After he allegedly robbed a donut shop with a hatchet, he left the box of donuts and stopped a short distance away to eat one of the treats.
What kind of donuts did he steal, or did he just get a sampler box?
I think he got a sampler box. It was a pink box, which is always
a sign
of deliciousness.
Don't put any of those coconut donuts in my box, and I don't like jelly donuts either.
Yeah, Howie's very specific about his donuts, and even when people are nice enough to give us free donuts, he says things like, "I really wish you didn't get any of those coconut donuts."
Donuts.
This is from Voodoo Donuts, and it's open 24 hours a day. On the weekends. This happened at 3:24 a.m. Police were called when there was a disturbance. A man with an axe, who was later identified as Christopher L. James, was found a block away eating a donut and holding a
pink
box.
Any relation to Rick James? He seems to have the same sort of general behavior pattern.
That I do not know.
He was a super freak.
Man arrested for running naked in Texarkana. Taylor, get ready with that button, because we got a lot of naked men this week. I don't know what's up. People got to beware. A man was arrested after he was caught running naked down a street. The incident happened around 12:30 a.m. on a Wednesday, and he was taken into custody and booked into the bi-state jail for disorderly conduct.
Why do they call it the bi-state?
I don't know.
Texarkana? It's Texas and Arkansas.
Oh,
it's right on the border there.
Chris. Why was he naked, Howie? That's the question I want to know. I don't care about the bi-state. Geography is not my primary concern with this man. Singer Pleasure P.
Pleasure P?
Mm-hmm. Pleasure P.
Okay.
Ordered $60 in food at Checkers. What he did next landed him in jail.
Is he a rapper?
He's an R&B singer.
He's an aspiring rapper.
He's an aspiring rapper?
He's an R&B singer.
Could Pleasure P's mother be reached for comment?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
Instead of just ordering his burger and fries, R&B singer Pleasure P used the drive-thru intercom system at a Miami Gardens Checkers to yell at an employee for several minutes. He then drove up to the window, got out of his car, and pushed her intentionally with the $60 worth of food he had just paid
for. I think this guy was the fourth person at in that little party last night and with Andrew Gillum and the boys.
His fit at the fast food joint ended in a free ride to jail. The singer, whose real name is Marcus Cooper, was arrested.
This guy's actually, he's legitimate. He's been nominated for Grammys.
Really?
Yeah. Best male and male.
Any
R&B
songs we would know, Taylor?
You know what? I'll tell you his most famous song. He was singing it today.
Yeah.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Nominated in 2010 for the song Under.
No.
Under.
I don't know that one. Florida man arrested for throwing rocks at cars while naked. A Florida man was arrested for chucking rocks at passing cars.
Where did this happen? I hope it's not in the midst of this crime wave that we find ourselves in now involving the former mayor of Tallahassee.
Brevard County,
okay.
Multiple people witnessed the bizarre behavior.
It's far enough away.
Oh, good. I'm happy for you. Know that I am. The bizarre behavior of 34-year-old Dwee Khan, and called authorities. It wasn't clear why the man was naked or why he was throwing rocks, but he was. And he was throwing them from his driveway.
I have two theories.
Oh, you do?
Alcohol. Drugs.
Those are, you know what, in Police Blotter Facts Friday, those are two very solid theories almost all the time.
I'm assuming he didn't live in a glass house, so he was able to throw stones.
Very, very good. McDonald's McDouble Burger used as weapon during domestic attack. A victim was struck in the head with a thrown McDonald's McDouble.
Is it really called a McDouble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
I thought it was just called a double cheeseburger.
Well...
No,
I mean,
that's like
they're not going to arrest you if you call it that. They're going to give you the same thing, but it's called a McDouble.
Yeah, they have like a double quarter pounder and the McDouble
and a McChicken.
Yeah, I know McDouble and the McChicken. Those are on the value menu.
Howie hasn't been to a McDonald's in a while. Last time I took him, the ice cream machine was broken, and he threw his own kind of fit that night. It was not good. It was like Pleasure P. He's knocking down the window. A victim was struck in the head with a thrown McDonald's McDouble burger during a domestic disturbance last Friday.
That's similar to a Mac attack.
Yes. Cops allege that Tyler Hardiman engaged in a verbal argument with the victim at a Tampa suburb. During the 9:45...
I hope no special sauce was spilled.
During the 9:45 squabble, the 23-year-old...
Squabble's a good word. You don't hear that word enough.
Smoking gun. It's a great website. The 23-year-old Hardiman first threw a McDouble at the defendant's head. The McDouble hit the victim in the left ear, but did not cause injury, because I'm guessing it probably wasn't hot. Hardiman also allegedly threw a vaping...
This gives a new meaning to the phrase, two in the hat. See, it was a McDouble
yes.
behind the left ear.
Very good. Hardiman also allegedly threw a vaping device, striking the victim in the left knee, causing redness and lacerations. When the victim sought to run from Hardiman, he grabbed the victim's shirt, which resulted in the shirt being ripped off the victim. I just have to say, a vaping device is like the lightest thing. It's like me throwing a pen at you, except it's not pointy.
No, some of them are heavy.
I guess if it was a big one, I'm thinking of a Juul.
The tanks. Yeah, a Juul, that's just throwing a USB at somebody.
And you know what, Taylor, by the looks of this guy, they're using, Hardiman's probably using the Hardy Juul.
Hardiman probably should have gone with a salad, too, don't you think? I don't think he really needed a McDouble.
We do not wait shame during Police Blotter Facts Friday, Howard.
We do when we see the mugshots.
Titusville Police. Naked
another,
man.
Another naked man from Florida.
What can I say? I deliver. Naked man arrested after stealing car, leading police on chase. A Titusville man was arrested Thursday evening after wandering around naked and stealing a car. Officers arrived to the area near Barna Avenue and Gulfview Drive around 6 p.m. after receiving multiple reports of a naked man outside. Andre Mason, 25, jumped into a gray Pontiac and sped away. Mason blew through stop signs and ran other cars off the road as he made his way through the city until he crashed into another driver.
We have a lot of cops listening. I'd like to know what is the number for a naked man? You know, they always say in Dragnet, you know, we have a 233 here and all that. So there's got to be a number for a naked man.
Yeah, that is a good question. Does it usually mean something?
Well, the number means something. It's so you don't have to say there's a naked man every time.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I don't know. That's
got to be the most popular number on the police band in Florida, the naked man.
I know. The police in Florida, man, let's just give it up for them because they are dealing with a lot at all times. Whatever you think you're dealing with, you're not police in Florida, okay?
I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Police Blotter Facts Friday continues here. People are disappointed in me that I don't know the difference between a McDouble and a double cheeseburger. A McDouble has only one piece of cheese. A double cheeseburger has two pieces of cheese. I'm disappointed in you, you fat bastard.
He's not the fat bastard you used to know. He lost an edge after he lost the weight with the
lost
with the
an edge
food.
After he lost his curves.
Yes, Taylor, you are a poet, my friend.
413 says most departments nationally have moved away from call codes like naked man because of confusion. Plain language is now the way. If it's a naked man, the radio says it's a naked man. And everyone laughs.
Good.
Other people say the naked man is 325. I don't know. But that we're getting the word that means assault in the places that still do it. I don't know.
I'm sure they go hand in hand. I'm sure when there's a naked man, there's usually...
Do you know what 2468 is?
No.
I mean, this could be a joke. Dead person, as in visiting hours, 2 to 4 and 6 to 8.
Oh, gosh.
I never heard of a one with four digits in it anyway. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. So I want to read two runners up really quick before we get to the winners. Actually, I'll just read one. Sports gambler accused of sending threatening messages to athlete. This man.
A lot more time to do it now because he's not going to be able to bet on any games. This is probably going to become an epidemic in next week's Police Blotter Facts Friday.
This man, Benjamin Tucker Patz, also known as Parlay Patz with a Z at the end, was transmitting threats to athletes who he felt ruined his bets for him. He would say things like, I'll enter your home while you sleep and end both of you. Finally, an athlete responded back, gambling is a dangerous habit. You're addicted. Stop it and get some help. And he wrote, I'm doing just fine. Over 1 million this month.
You know our friend Howie Winter?
Yes.
You know, his gang, the Winter Hill Gang, was fixing horse races. And there was a guy, one of his partners, Joe McDonald. He went up to a jockey at Suffolk Downs and said, if you don't fix this race right, they pointed out to the track. He said, I'm going to bury you right on the track.
Oh, boy. How
they made a lot. They made a lot of money on that race.
Guys, Police Blotter Facts Friday, as always, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. They are the best bread in the business, and they sponsor one of your favorite segments, so make sure you check them out. All right, here are two winners. Amidst toilet paper runs, Florida man busted. A Florida man was arrested yesterday for the 1 a.m. theft of some 2-ply bath tissue from a neighbor's vehicle.
Oh,
police
allege
Safraz Shakur burglarized a Dodge truck parked in the driveway.
Charmin.
Wait! I got it. 2-ply Shakur.
Very good, Taylor. I know some of these stories are so good that I just think they're fake, but they're not.
And when the officer approached him, he said, "Officer Whipple, please don't squeeze the Charmin."
Shakur was recorded on a Ring video surveillance camera entering the unlocked truck's back seat and swiping a roll of toilet paper from a six-pack of Smart and Simple bath tissue.
Why didn't he take everything?
A pack of the toilet paper, perhaps the cheapest brand in the market, sells for $1 at a Dollar General. The product is described as made in the USA.
This is an outdated story. It now sells for $10.
The product is described as made in the USA from 100% recycled fiber. Wow. All right. And our
Someone says the main code is 1043 for intoxicated subjects. So that's what the Miami Beach police got last night when they responded to Mayor Gillum throwing up in the motel room at 1043.
Woman arrested after paying bill with smelly cash. Smelly cash, smelly cash.
Smelly cash.
It had a strong odor of marijuana, police said. A Louisiana woman.
Since when is that against the law?
Was arrested.
It isn't in Massachusetts. Maybe it is somewhere else.
Howie, it was a detective case. You know how this works. It wasn't the smell. It's what the smell led them to. A Louisiana woman.
Gave them probable cause?
Yes. Probable sniffs. A Louisiana woman was arrested on drug charges after police determined the $5,000 in cash she used to post an inmate's bail had a strong odor of marijuana. After catching a whiff of the cash, a detective searched the car of Stormy Lynn.
He was a bloodhound, that detective.
He was. A detective.
He was not baffled.
You mean a bloodhound?
Ha, 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 ha.
A detective searched the car of Stormy Lynn Parfait, 33.
Wait, what was her name again?
Stormy Lynn Parfait.
Stormy Parfait?
If you want to take the Lynn out, yeah, it's Stormy Parfait.
Is she related to McDouble Stormy? For $3.99.
Is she related to Stormy Daniels? I mean, this is great. This is from Cajun country in Louisiana, so I assume that's Parfait. I guess it's a French name, right?
They found $40,000 more in cash inside her car.
Sacre bleu.
Along with 100 Klonopin pills and a food stamp card that wasn't registered to Parfait.
No.
Investigators found hundreds of additional pills in cash, as well as marijuana, cocaine, and paraphernalia. During a search of Parfait's home later, four unattended children there were turned over to a relative.
What were the kids' names? Stormy. Stormy, you've got a bleep storm of problems. Madam Parfait. I'm Howie Carr.